Sarah Show.
Picnic, but it sure beats working for Disney. This place.
It's the Michael.
No picnic, but it sure beats working for Disney.
Peace be with you.
We're back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Now it's coming back.
Rising.
Better.
There it is. It wasn't lovely Katie, right? Again,
No. That might have been a board out there. Oh. Let's move on.
I didn't notice a thing.
Welcome back to the show. You can get on the air to get on the line at 877-365-3636. I want to congratulate Carl of Manassas, Virginia. Carl won the Sexton Executive Security Bodyguard Contest. Carl will now receive a 7-day course taught by Sexton Executive Security in the art of personal protection. You know all about that, don't you, Rob?
I do.
To find out how you can get the same training.
It's me and Carl in the squared circle.
Check them out online at sextonsecurity.com.
Why are you hitting yourself, Carl?
We're going to talk to Phil Pritchard here. I should point out that because of the weekend activity, hockey is still very much on the top of people's minds here in Washington, D.C., and it is time for the Stanley Cup around the country. It's big-time fun. We're all very excited about it.
You're disgusting.
I'm not disgusting. That's not what I wanted to play.
Don't cough.
The hockey buzzer. Without further ado, let's say hi to Phil Pritchard, keeper of the Cup. Phil, are you there?
How's everything in Washington today?
Howdy, Phil. Well, we're excited. We've got Rock the Red Stanley Cup fever here in Washington, D.C.
Yep, they're playing well, aren't they?
We haven't had that in a while, Phil, and it's exciting. You know, I think the last time we got excited is when the Capitals went all the way to the finals against the Detroit Red Wings, but it seems that now, even though it's the first round of the playoffs, people here in Washington, D.C. are going out of their minds, and I think that's because we're playing the Philadelphia Flyers, and it's a great rivalry. So we're having a lot of fun, and boy, I'd sure like to see the Capitals get all the way to the Cup. But that's a major, major ordeal.
Yeah,
and
long way away yet.
Where is the Cup right now, Phil?
It's actually on display here at the Hockey Hall of Fame because we won't be touring until the beginning of the second round.
Now I'm going to tell you what I know about this, or what I think I know about the Stanley Cup as opposed to other sports trophies, and maybe you can enlighten me and clear up a few misconceptions. The thing I know is that every player, if you're the Stanley Cup winning team, every player gets to spend some time with the cup. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So how long does each player get to have the cup?
24 hours in most cases. Sometimes the captain gets a bit longer because he's special. But what happens, guys, is they get the cup for 100 days during the summer. Wow. And in that time, they got to do their parades, their family photos, team photos, sponsorship obligations.
Yeah.
And then all the players, the coaches, the managers, trainers, all those guys, they all get their day with it.
And how long have you been keeper of the cup for?
20 years now.
So you have had the cup for a very long time. And this tradition of letting all the players have the cup, how long has that tradition been going on?
That's been going since the mid-90s.
Okay, so it's relatively new.
And relatively new. So if you recall last time when the Caps were in the finals, I was one of the guys that walked it out onto the ice that night. And that, the fans that night were about as good as I've ever seen at a rink.
And it's gotten better for whatever reason. It might be Alex Ovechkin. It might be the way the team's marketing this thing with the whole Rock the Red fanatics.
Yeah.
But it's really so exciting. If you get a chance to come to Verizon Center again, you'll know what I'm talking about. Now, I would imagine you're talking about gentlemen that are in their 20s, some of them in their late teens. And these are professional athletes that like to have a good time, especially when they win the championship.
Strong partying, man.
Yeah.
I would imagine that, this is a trophy that has probably gotten into a little bit of trouble over the years.
Yeah, you know what? If it could talk, it would be a bestseller.
How banged up is it?
Right now, it's in good shape. Obviously, we haven't started traveling yet. But the thing we got to keep in mind is that it's 115 years old.
Right.
So when you and I are 115, we're going to have some scratches and dents on us as well.
What's it made of?
It's pure silver.
So it's pure silver. That's kind of soft, so that can't get
done. It's a soft metal. So when you see the guys pick it over their head, that bowl at the top, what they fill up with all different types of beverages, by the end of the summer, that bowl is no longer round.
And is it like a rent-a-car? Do they go around and check the dents and damage before you get it, and then again when you bring it back?
Well, we stay with it the entire time.
Ah.
So all the dents that are on it, I can pretty well tell you.
Oh, wait, hold on a second. So you have to stay with the cup, like with every player that has it?
They forced me to. Yeah.
So you have to go to all the parties?
I have to go to every one of those parties.
Wow, that's rough.
Yeah, well, I'm not the only one. There's a couple other guys that travel as well, so we take our turns.
Do they give you a night off so you don't have to sit there? I mean, I would imagine that would get a little tedious after a while.
You want to go to party 7 nights in a row? It's pretty amazing, especially when you go in a different town.
You like it.
So most of the time,
the town.
Most of the time, it is you. Most of the time, you're the guy that does it.
Yeah, yeah.
Does it get you chicks?
I wish.
Can you hear me okay?
Does anything ever get us chicks?
Yeah, you're absolutely.
We all have great stories, but
smaller, right? I mean, it just used to be just the bowl, right?
Yeah. So way back in 1893, when it was first donated, it was 7 inches high.
That's just small.
The Governor General of Canada at the time, he was the guy who bought it, paid $50 for it. Today it's insured for about $1.5 million.
Wow.
It's 36 inches high, 35 pounds of silver. But more importantly, it's got over 2,000 names on it.
How does a guy, like, get the job of, someday somebody goes, all right, we need a keeper for the Stanley Cup. It's you, Phil. You got the gig.
Yeah, you know what? My wife says I was in the wrong spot at the wrong time. I don't think so.
You sound like you love your job. You sound like you dig it.
I mean, it's like you guys. You love getting up in the morning and going, wow, I got a great day to go on today. And I mean, for us, we travel around the world now because obviously guys like Ovechkin are not from North America.
Right.
No. And so they take it home. So in the case of, let's just say Washington, for example.
Right. I'll tell you, if Washington wins the cup, you're going to have some traveling to do.
Oh, it'd be great, though. I mean, Cristobal Huet is from France. I don't know if he'd go back there, but, why not?
That's people, when they get their 24 hours, do most people take it to their home countries?
A lot of the guys do, but you know what? The Russians and the Czechs, that the guys that have came over when early on in their career,
right.
A lot of them have made North America their home, so they don't take it back as much as a Finnish or a Swedish.
How is it, you've obviously been overseas, how is it received internationally? Do a lot of people get into it?
Unbelievable.
Really?
You know what? You wouldn't know that a couple years ago, Detroit won, and Pavel Datsyuk is from northern Siberia, a place called Arkhangelsk.
Well, you could bring a candlestick up there, and they get excited about it.
Yeah, you're right. They're right on the border of Asia and Europe.
Yes, the wax part, Rob. Exactly. You wouldn't even need the stick.
No,
but it's amazing, though. You walk out there, and they have a little town reception, and there's guys got NHL jerseys on from all different teams, and you're thinking you could be in downtown Boston or New York or Detroit, and you're in the middle of Siberia in the Ural Mountains.
All right, well, Phil, we've asked the nice questions. Are you ready? Now, this is what everybody really wants to know.
I think Washington will win.
That's not what I'm talking
this
about.
Anyway.
You really think Washington will win?
I think they're going to beat Philadelphia.
Cool.
Oh, God,
the fans, I haven't been to any of the playoff games in Washington. I watch everyone on TV. That's got to be the best round going right now.
It's a lot of fun.
It's unbelievable.
You know, if you haven't been to a hockey game, and especially a playoff hockey game, there really is nothing like it. But I know a lot of hockey players. A lot of hockey players are friends of mine. I've grown up around hockey players. I've played the game myself. And I know that not only are these very tough guys and guys that dedicate themselves to the sport, but a lot of these guys, Phil, let's be honest, they're not quite right.
Yeah, you know
they're not quite right. And if you say, here's this Sterling Silver Trophy, you got 24 hours. What is the worst thing during your watch, Phil, that has happened to the Cup? What's the most danger the Cup has been in? And really, this is a family program, but you can give us the details.
Well, you know what? I mean, we've been mountain climbing with it. We've been to fishing with it. We've been to sauna parties with it. We've been in pools with it.
In the pool with the Cup?
Yeah, well, the Cup ends up in there, so
someone
has to jump in.
I know what Phil does. I can tell right now. You're pretty much sworn to secrecy, And here's the question.
No, and the guys will tell you this, too. The guys are unbelievable with it, because if you imagine...
You mean respectful?
Respectful, yeah. Respectful is probably the best word there is for it.
Has the Cup ever been hijacked?
Yes, it has.
Tell us about that.
It's usually by their buddies.
Right.
So, they start off in the morning. They have 8 a.m., let's say. We're at their house for a family. They have the breakfast with the
kids. Pierre, the Cup's here.
Yeah, exactly. So you show up.
Pierre, please get out of bed. Excuse me, dear. The Stanley Cup is here.
So we have breakfast with it, and just a couple of examples. A couple years ago when Carolina won it, Cam Ward, the goalie there, we got up 8 o'clock in the morning, showed up at his house, and he was waiting for breakfast. He had a bowl, a box of Fruit Loops, and he poured it in it, filled it up with milk.
And you're cool with that?
Handed everyone a spoon and said, "Here we go, guys, breakfast of champions."
That seems so mild. You
and
know?
That's how we started his day.
See, people have consumed out of the cup. I was kind of
everything you can imagine.
I was kind of curious about the other function. Has anyone ever
put anything in the cup?
I guess the word would be really desecrated on your watch, Phil. Has anyone ever tried to desecrate the cup?
No, good. It's not on my watch.
Have people tried and you've had to stop them?
You know what? I've heard a story that way back in the 20s, someone tried.
Yeah.
And he wasn't a hockey player anymore after that.
Oh, really? They kicked him out of the league.
Now, Phil, as the keeper.
That's the story, but I mean, I'm not.
He was killed, Phil. He was thrown over Niagara Falls.
Never seen or heard from him again.
He died after that.
As keeper of the cup, Phil, barely.
They did something again.
It seems now something
it's coming
has changed.
Back.
It never does.
Amen.
The cup started out.
Anything forbid would happen to it. What happens to you?
I've got my fingers crossed here telling you the story.
Do you do anything else for the NHL besides the keeper of the cup?
Yeah, I'm the curator at the Hockey Hall of Fame here. So I look after all the exhibits, and obviously one of the neatest exhibits and artifacts is the Stanley Cup.
All right, here's a trivia question for you. Ready for a hockey trivia question?
Sure.
What's a Gordie Howe hat trick?
A Gordie Howe hat trick?
Yes.
A fight. Three goals. We're hanging on this.
Come on.
Three elbows, three fights, and three goals, is it?
No, it's a fight, it's a goal, and an assist.
Okay.
There you go.
Now
you
know. I'm tripling it by telling you three fights.
Very good. So nobody's ever really, it's never been stolen.
Nope.
It's never been defaced.
I mean, we've lost it a couple of times through airline travel and that. And, mm-hmm. I mean, as we all know.
Any major repairs been done to it, or is all the dings, do they remain?
You know what? Last year with Anaheim 1, George Parros, Princeton grad, actually. Uh-huh. Great guy.
Yeah.
He took it back to Princeton for a party, and he hoisted it over his head like they all do, and he lost his balance, and it fell against the side of a table.
Oh, my God!
And that's
it. Oh, my God!
You can't get that one out. And
hey, do you really think Washington's going to win, or do you say that with every city?
No, I honestly think they're going to win this round. I don't know if they're going to go all the way. I think they're going to win this round, though.
What NHL city goes the most bat-ass over the Stanley Cup? What is the actual physical cup when you bring it to their town? What city? Is it a Canadian city?
Toronto hasn't won in 41 years.
That's wow. Amazing.
It'd probably go amazing, but Detroit it's unbelievable there.
Are you a Canadian dude?
I am Canadian, yeah.
And did you play hockey yourself?
I tried, yep. Still try, actually. It's the beer leagues now.
Ah, the beer leagues. Yeah,
so we have our own Stanley Cup. It's called a case of beer.
Labatt's.
Labatt, Molson, whatever they happen to give us.
Molson or Labatt's.
Yeah. When it's free, it's good. Yeah.
So the greatest story that you have, we're going to let you go here in just a second. The greatest story in the history of the Stanley Cup. You've been the keeper since the mid-90s. What is the best thing that you've ever seen as keeper of the cup? Mm. And it can be a tearjerker, Phil. It doesn't have to be a silly, silly story.
The best one I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put a Washington tilt on it for you.
Oh, good.
That'd be very nice.
Excellent.
And
I like you taking your time.
A few years ago, we did kind of an out of the blue tour.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So we just the day of the game 4 because they lost on game 4.
Right.
We toured the city, and we thought. We'd go to a couple of the main sites in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
So we parked on the side of the road just by the Canadian Embassy, just up from the White House there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we cross, as we were crossing the street, I'm holding the cup, we're crossing just like a normal tourist, and this big red bus stops right in front of us. Mm-hmm. And the bus is from Virginia, and they've got a bunch of kids that have come to Washington to see the Smithsonian and that. And this guy, this bus driver, big bus driver, is a big hockey fan from Virginia somewhere. And he screams out on the microphone right in the middle of the street. It's echoing everywhere. The Stanley Cup here. He opens the door, invites us on. And we walk on that bus from one end to the other. And these kids had never seen hockey before.
Wow.
Not a clue what it was. And they all took their cameras off. We explained it to them. And the bus driver is on the microphone telling the kids the entire history of it. Like, he did it better than we did.
Oh, that's great.
We got off, crossed the street, and went over to... The big needle point statue there with the pond in front of it there.
Oh, the Washington Monument?
Washington Monument. He pulled over and tried to get all the kids to go follow. It was pretty cool.
Oh, that's neat. A neat story.
But, you know, there's stories like that that are always neat when guys show up to their mom and dads or their coaches.
Oh, it's better than Phil Esposito vomiting or something like that, you know? That's right. And have you been around, and Phil, really, we'll let you go here, but have you been around a lot of vomit in your day around the cup? I mean, there's a lot of celebrating, a lot
all
of vomiting.
Parties.
Yeah, a lot. You imagine when you fill that thing up with champagne or beer or whatever, and a guy tilts it, that's the biggest shot glass you'll ever see. Yeah.
That's good. You know what? He tells a sweet story about the kids, yeah. Then he tells a vomit story right after.
I like that.
Phil Pritchard, the keeper of the cup.
Guys, we hope to see you in a couple of rounds.
Yes, oh, please. Man, I hope you're coming to Washington, D.C., and you're going to give us the full tour, because we're going to win that thing.
That'd be great. If we see you in three rounds, you'll have to buy us three rounds.
Thanks a lot, Phil. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Take care.
That's Phil Pritchard. He's the keeper of the cup. Good guy.
Cool. I bet there's been a couple teeth in that cup, too.
I would, you know, really. Here's the
and
deal.
I don't believe it's never been desecrated.
I also, yeah, because you know why? Because I don't think Phil keeps his eyes on it all the time.
No,
I think he's
a human being, Rob.
He's a museum curator.
He's
he
at
has
a party.
To get to bed.
Hey, let's get Beth Ann McBride back in here for a second.
Oh, finally. Gosh, it's really? About time, really.
I mean, really. She's
We've
been,
put this off too long already.
Gone. She's been gone. Also, our Do You Care today is, do you care about the election? Do you care about the primaries? Do you care about Hillary? Do you care about Barack? Do you care about all things political?
That's a lot of questions.
Look,
we'll talk
rusty.
To you about that. 877-365-3636. I'm not joking right now. This is your time. This is your time to talk to you about, you know, everything else.
Beth Ann McBride.
Everything, Beth Ann McBride,
you
I am
know,
not going to hold off.
What are we, like, two hours into the show?
Already?
Hour
and a half.
95 minutes.
We are 2 hours into the show.
Oh, no.
Oh, we are a little behind.
You know what that music
sorry.
Means?
I had no idea.
I'm being kicked out again.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am not lying. We will get a full segment of Beth Ann McBride.
I would hope so.
I'm called the keeper of the cups.
Why do you keep grabbing your breasts? Why do you keep doing that?
I can't keep my hands off them.
Has Joe been bothering you?
No.
Okay.
I don't think he's even noticed.
I'm kidding you. I'm just playing, man. We're not really going to take a break.
You really are having fun with those, aren't you?
Well, I mean, I paid a lot for them.
And you're enjoying.
Can you really tell?
If they were mine, I would do the same.
Okay. Can you really tell?
I can.
But before we get to your breasts, that's something that's major, major news, and we're gonna dive into your breasts in a second.
Hey,
here. We're gonna
hey.
Find out. Hey.
That's a plan.
But I really would like to know, how have you been? I haven't spoken to you in years.
I talked to you last week, Mike, on the phone.
I know you talked to me on the phone.
A lie.
Here we go. It's going to be, this is what the run is going to be.
You said I ruined the joke?
It's good. Yeah, you're absolutely right, Rob, old friend Rob.
Buddy, Mike, I'm here for you.
He's trusty, you're rusty. That's the way it works. I do want to get like a full segment of you, but we do have to play a game. Because
we have
I wouldn't
another
be,
game.
I wouldn't be doing this. Is not like that. Wasn't a game that we played before.
Not a real game.
Total Recall.
This is a mind game. This is a wonderful game. game that we're gonna play is a good game. I like this game. You're mocking
because
me.
You came up with it.
No, I don't think I did come up with it. I think that Don came up with it, and we kept it with the new show. And it's a wonderful game that I enjoy.
Oh, okay.
This is as Don used to say, "Steal from me, you steal from the best."
So we did,
and we stole this one to come to the new show. It's the UGG game. Because 10% of the words we use are fillers, like and you know. This is from the hot sheet last week.
I see.
Study took place in England, but we see no reason why it wouldn't apply here as well. According to...
See, I'm doing fillers.
Don't do that.
Sorry.
See, you weren't here last week. They don't do that anymore. It's not necessary. See, we've come to embrace the silence.
I'm going to make you snap, aren't I?
No. I think
the
I'm doing
kinder, gentler O'Meara.
I am loaded with Mucinex DM today, and I think I'm doing very well. Sure, I might have snapped at Joe just a wee bit.
Joe deserves it.
Thank you, Rob.
Why?
See? Just don't question.
Okay.
Supporting the talent.
According to a recent study, 10% of our speech, Beth Ann, is wasted on filler words like you know, and like. That's true. You hear people interviewed all the time that use those filler words, and it drives me insane.
Youngsters, particularly.
Yes, the youth in America. Does your daughter do that a lot?
I do it.
How is your daughter?
She's fine.
What's your name?
Jennifer.
Jennifer, I knew that.
How are your daughters?
What are their names?
Yeah, I don't know. Taylor and Miley.
Perfect.
Taylor and Brittany is the name.
See, there's the double standard right there. Yeah. I'm offended.
It's Catherine and... I don't remember the other one.
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
Yes. Did Jennifer make the trip up north?
No.
Really?
Is she staying behind for good?
I can only hope.
Oh, how old is she now?
She'll be 23.
Oh, she's a grown woman.
Oh, yes.
Will she come on the show sometime? I'd love to talk to her. I'm not going to do anything bad.
He'll only kick you off, Jennifer. He'll only kick you off.
But getting back to British speech experts analyzed 80 hours of conversations between 150 people, and they found that the average person uses meaningless conversation fillers, such as basically. I was guilty of that one.
Yes.
I used to use basically as my verbal crutch, and at the end of the day, every 9 seconds, that's British. Basically is used in the United States. At the end of the day, people don't say that here. According to
actually,
yes, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Is that a filler
actually
word?
Is a filler word.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the ultimate one is like and you know.
Right. They're not even words.
The most common.
No, but that's what people use. According to researchers, people in countries like the U.S. and Britain use more filler words than other countries because we don't take care of our language the way other cultures do.
Yeah, Mike.
That's right, Rob.
God.
I don't know why I played that. So we're going to play the game. You know how that works, right?
Uh-huh.
Do you remember how it works?
Mm-hmm.
30 seconds without saying and you win a prize, some sort of prize that we'll pick. What are we giving away? You're the producer of the show. What are we going to give away?
We have prize
sheet.
It's
on your show sheet.
Well, I don't.
Your prize sheet. All right. I handed it to you.
What did you put on your show sheet that he'll find when he looks there?
This show sheet right here? This one right here?
The prize sheet, the one that's highlighted.
It says prizes.
Oh, I forgot. She loves highlighters.
This says Mike O'Mara
show
liners.
But then the other one.
This says.
No,
that's your bank, too.
We need liners to prevent the leakage.
Oh, I handed it to you, I swear.
Here we go. I got it right here.
Okay. Our liners are extra.
So
absorbent.
Tickets to UWC again. We've got tickets to UWC and also the Nationwide Series 250 at Richmond International Raceway. That's a good prize.
Okay. They're both
series,
good.
Is Fine. It Series 2 or Series 50?
Series 250.
I'm a big racing fan. It's a here's the way. Did you write this just out of curiosity?
No. What's wrong with
it? It's written in Lawrence Welk speak here. It's two tickets.
Please read it as written, Mike.
I will. All right, here we go, Rob.
Thank you.
Are you ready?
Yeah. It's called filler.
It's a two tickets to the Nationwide Series 2-50.
250.
Huh? How should that? Why does it have a
2-50?
250.
It's
250.
50, yeah. Right.
It's a two tickets to the Nationwide Series 250 at Richmond International Raceway,
pants.
Friday, May 2nd.
It's a so nice.
Plus, you're in the grand prize, drawing for a pair of tickets to the Crown Royal presents the Dan Lowry 400.
That's
Crown
pretty.
Royal,
what
that's
monkey wrote this?
It's like poetry.
All right, but it's the game. 30 seconds. We will each give you a subject. You get to stay in here for that.
Okay.
And we will have subject matter. Then they're given 30 seconds on the clock. If you can go, is it 30? It's 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
30 seconds without saying on the subject we choose.
You even have the timer on your instant replay.
You will win one of these fabulous prizes. Is it near the ding or the buzz?
I think it's on page 2.
Oh, it is. Okay, let's see. Hold on a second. All right, let's see. And go to that. Talk amongst yourselves.
It's by the show liners.
It's a lot
there.
Of stuff to do.
I know. You need a sneeze guard.
It's really
for
a lot
copy.
Of stuff to do. Okay, so I've got it right here.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
So we've got a lot of stuff to do on the show. If you'd like to play the game, get on the line right now. 877-365-3636. We'll play the game. We'll talk more about Bethann McBride and all the things that she's done since she's been away, including major augmentation surgery.
Elective cosmetic surgery.
Amen. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.